This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good afternoon. This is the Afternoon Farm Show on WSMI Radio. I'm Randy Prangy. Earlier today, we talked to Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association about the continuing implementation of the electronic logs for trucks, and Don explains.
Well, Randy, I mean, we are still looking at that December 18th implementation date for electronic logs. Now, this is something that's not just the over-the-road trucker, but there's a lot of regional truck operators who will be required to install these electronic logs devices in their trucks by December 18th and have them operational. You know, the big thing is that basically the whole impetus behind these electronic logging devices goes back over, you know, probably 15 years ago when USDOT went after a lot of the big over-the-road carriers for violations of guys driving too much, keeping bad logbooks, that type of thing. And they told the big carriers that if you want to stay in operation, then you are going to put in what they then called automatic onboard recorders, which is the predecessor to the current ELDs. And that meant that those companies had to have their drivers using these electronic logs. If they didn't, they were going to shut them down. So that's the whole reason why Congress, in its infinite wisdom, decided that, well, if this is good for the big guys, then it ought to be done for everyone. Unfortunately, that is not really the case, but, we're, you know, the government is government what it is, and we found out that everyone's going to have to do it, and that means December 18th, they've got to be in the trucks. The big thing is, though, is that as this has moved on, we have found that there are a lot of exemptions to these rules, and the exemptions are the confusing part, because we're finding out that, you know, there's a big agricultural exemption that is built into this ELD requirement. First of all, you're going to see that, you know, the state grants an exemption. If you have that exemption, that agricultural exemption, you don't keep logbooks now. If you don't keep logbooks now, then you aren't going to need electronic logging devices. If you do haul grain, and you haul grain more than, you know, a 100-air-mile radius interstate or 150-air-mile radius intrastate, if you haul less than that, then you're exempt. If you haul more than that, then you're going to be covered under the electronic logging device requirement. And that may be a grain hauler. That may be someone hauling livestock. You know, those kind of commodities and products are not going to be exempt.
Would milk be included in that?
Milk, if you are exempt right now with hauling milk, you would be exempt from the electronic logs. Now, if you, you know, and that's the big thing. I mean, you don't have too many milk haulers that are going more than 150-air-mile radius, you know, from their base of operation, especially if I'm thinking of people south of here, which is a very big milk-producing region, you know, here in the southern counties of those counties in southern Illinois. Most of them that are exempt will remain exempt. You will find, though, that, I mean, the large milk haulers for the large dairies, in most cases, though, are going to be hauling, you know, they're going to be hauling product that's going to be a finished or a processed product. At that stage, of course, then it is a regular commodity, so they'll be covered under the electronic logging requirements. But here's the big thing, and the thing to remember is that, you know, there's exemption to the hours of service rules in Illinois for agricultural exemptions, which is, you know, basically all year round. And that's because, you know, the state of Illinois granted that. And that same provision, though, applies to the delivery of, you know, supplies, anhydrous, fertilizer, that type of thing to the from the delivery point, you know, of that product to the farm, you know, at the, you know, from the wholesaler retail point.
And that the mileage difference is what you've already talked about. That still applies with those product haulers.
Right. And then, you know, and here's the thing. The guy goes, well, I'm going to drive more than 150 miles a day. Well, you got to remember, it's everything within that circle. So if you operate within that 150-mile circle, say you're based in Pena, and you're going to draw a circle 150 miles around Pena, you can drive till you're, you know, Timbuktu within those 150
miles.
Until the
wheels fall off.
And you don't have to worry about it, and you are considered then exempt. And the thing to remember, as I said, is that once you operate beyond that 150-mile radius, and the regulations do apply. So people go, well, does that mean then that my hours start when I leave the shop? The answer is no. When you got to record your hours is actually once you go beyond that 150-mile radius. So you can drive all you want within that 150-mile. It's the minute that you go beyond that 150 miles is when they start counting your hours, which is kind of crazy, but that's the way.
How would the device know that, though?
Well, that's the question. That's the questions we have. One of many questions we have. How is that? And this is the reason why we are, Midwest Truckers, is one of 31 different groups that have asked the U.S. Department of Transportation to delay the implementation of this ELD rule. Our biggest proponent is Congressman Brian Babin from Texas. Congressman Babin has sponsored legislation in Congress to delay the implementation of the ELDs for up to 2 years. Congressman Mike Boss, Congressman John Shimkus have signed on as co-sponsors to this bill. There hasn't been much action in Congress on the bill. Congressman Babin last week wrote a letter to the White House requesting a delay because no one's really ready for this ELD rule. The big guys are. I mean, the big guys have had the things for years. And matter of fact, the big guys could still use their old equipment for 2 years before they have to get this new generation of electronic logging devices.
And the big guys, by that time, they'll have the trucks they got on the road now out to pasture and have new.
They may have new trucks, exactly. So this is where we're at right now. We've requested a delay. No one's heard anything. But there has been, there's mass confusion out there. U.S. Department of Transportation says, get it, put them in your truck, and go. And the question comes up then, well, which piece of equipment should we use? And, you know, USDOT says, well, whichever. I mean, there's no certified piece of equipment out there. There's over 150 different types of electronic log devices out there. And so no one knows if anyone's good or not.
Are those 150 devices, are they compatible with some of the older trucks, a lot of which are still on the road?
No. No, they are not. And the thing about it is that there have been people are having tons of problems. And the problem with a lot of these also is that they're based on cellular phone technology. Well, you know well as I do that there's plenty of places right here in central Illinois where all of a sudden you don't have cell phone service. I can name the roads. I can name the highways as spots anywhere in central and southern Illinois where the phone goes dead. And so what happens there? You know, and these are questions that have not been answered by USDOT. So this is the reason why the move is on for some sort of a delay. We don't know if it's going to happen or not, so we have told our members, bite the bullet, move ahead on this. You know, if you're going to get a piece of equipment, and we're talking, we're talking millions of trucks that are going to be required to have this piece of equipment. This is something that's going to cost the industry billions of dollars in the next couple of months. And, the members call us, we get 50 calls a day easily. People asking, what should we do? So one of the things that we did last week is that we did a couple of, YouTube videos and Facebook chats, Facebook videos. They're on our Facebook page, MidwestTruckers.com, or Midwest Truckers, I should say, on our Facebook page. There also, you can look at Midwest Truckers on YouTube, and you can find them also. Quick 10-15 minute, you know, videos that answer a lot of questions. And on our Facebook page, we've got a lot of Q&A on there. So if people are looking for answers to these questions, we're trying to answer them for them. But, you know, right now that's, you know, we're dealing with this. We're dealing with it as well as anybody can, but, you know, in spite of all the, you know.
You mentioned President Trump perhaps signing an executive order to push this back. Would that kind of eliminate the need for the legislation that the congressman from Texas has proposed?
Well, we hope so. You know, we hope so. I mean, it's if they would grant, you know, they really want a 2-year delay on this, but it may be, you know, they're asking for a minimum of 3 months on this. So, you know, we're kind of saying, well, what are we going to do here? You know, we'll take 3 months if we can't get 2 years. You know, just some time. We're just buying time is what it is. And so that's the big thing. But remember, again, is that, you know, if you drive a truck that's older than a model year 2000, then you're exempt from the requirements because the 2000 and older trucks don't have the electronic technology to record what's going on. And also, if you don't have to keep logs more than 8 days in a 30-day period, then you're exempt also. You can still keep your paper logs. It's confusing. This whole thing, I mean, you know, people are pulling their hairs out trying to figure out, you know, what am I supposed to do? Well, you know, we got to hold their hand through everybody as to what you have to do.
One more time, you mentioned your website and the YouTube video that can help. That's available again where?
Yeah, they can go on Facebook and just type in Midwest Truckers Association. It'll come up, and they'll see there that there's a couple of videos on there. Also on YouTube, same thing. Go to Midwest Truckers, and it'll pop up the YouTube videos, and they're right there.
Also in the farm news on this Monday, livestock and poultry farmers have until Wednesday the 15th to notify public agencies if their facilities are likely to be responsible for a daily emission of over 100 pounds of either ammonia or hydrogen sulfide. The deadline is a result of an appeals court ruling that requires the EPA to enforce an existing reporting rule on CERCLA, the Comprehensive Environmental Response, Compensation, and Liability Act. The decision does not impact a related rule called EPCRA, the Emergency Planning and Community Right to Know Act, which is triggered by similar emissions values but currently applies only to farms designated as large concentrated animal feeding operations under the EPA's National Pollution Discharge Elimination System. EPA has provided guidance at their website. European Union nations have failed again to agree on the continued use of the popular weed killer glyphosate amid concerns about its possible links to cancer. EU member nations met to discuss the issue Thursday following a European Parliament vote last month to limit an extension of the weed killer's license to 5 years. The European Commission had earlier proposed a license extension of 10 years. Greens lawmaker Bart Staes says it's time for the European Commission to accept that support for their proposals is not there. He said the Commission must do the right thing and ban this toxic substance. Glyphosate is an ingredient in Roundup, a popular weed killer across the globe. Environmentalists want to ban, while the EU's Farmers Union wants a 15-year extension. Reporting, I'm Randy Prangy.